yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. What a big hour we've got coming up. A couple of big ticket items we need to talk about, Jane Kennedy.
Yes.
One, Miss Nude Australia is a hero.
Now, this is an incredible story.
It's an incredible, wonderful
story. It's incredible because
I
didn't even think there was a Miss Nude Australia competition anymore.
Coming out of Crazy Horse in Adelaide, we will get to the bottom of that. You have something you want to talk about which involves a Gillette advertisement.
I do, because I think this whole world has gone a little bit nuts and it backfired on the Gillette company worldwide. They made a television commercial, went worldwide, and it was besmirching the good will and nature of most men in this world. So you know what people did? They stopped buying Gillette products.
It's going to be interesting. It's all about
They backtracked and they've done another ad
woke?
Now.
I'm sick of woke.
You are sick of it, and I understand why.
Conduct yourself. Be nice. There you go. There's your way to go.
Also,
be nice.
We're all dumb. Most people we work with, everybody we know, everyone's pretty pleasant. There's only a few idiots around.
If they're idiots, call them out.
Correct.
Don't tar us all with one brush. Okay.
I understand that.
Speaking of nice guys, time to check in with this bloke.
Our next guest, Fred Armisen, can pretty much do the lot. He's a multi-award-winning and Grammy and Emmy-nominated actor, comedian, voiceover artist, screenwriter, producer, singer, and musician. Best known for his work on Saturday Night Live.
Action. I am your mother!
iPhone. Everything you will ever need.
Would have been easy to turn my back on John McCain, but I didn't.
He also co-created, wrote, and starred in the series Documentary Now, Los Espookies, and Portlandia.
I want someone who accepts me for the kind of, like, fake at first a little bit, but then gets gradually more and more honest as the relationship goes on kind of guy that I am.
Along with TV appearances in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, 30 Rock and Broad City, and films like Anchorman 2, Eurotrip, and many more. Currently touring the country with his live show, Comedy for Musicians, but everyone is welcome. We welcome to the show, Fred Armisen.
Did we miss anything, Fred? Have we got it all?
No, it sounds like you covered it all.
Did you like that? Is it weird hearing your history and your career in just, you know, a 1 minute grab?
It's funny because I forget about some of them.
Well,
so
that's
there's some come up and I think, that one.
It's like an in memoriam package, isn't it? But you're still with us.
But you're here. You're
when
here
did
with
you
us.
Arrive in Australia? First time in Australia?
First time in Australia. I've been dying to come
why
here.
Why haven't you been to Australia before, my ass? Because most people have.
Yeah. It's one of those things where...
Sounds racist or something. what are you up to?
I've always wanted to, and I was sort of busy doing some project, right? Mm-hmm. And then a comedy festival would come up, and I couldn't come to the comedy festival. So that was the only way to come to the country, and I thought, why am I waiting for some festival?
Sure.
Why don't I just book a tour? A friend of mine, Tim Heidecker, another comedian, he was saying that it's so great to tour here, so I just made it happen.
Good for you.
Because we have the comedy culture in Australia is really strong.
Yeah.
We're a country that has great comedy clubs. We have great stand-up comics, Mick Malloy being one of them himself, and comedy programs. So, you know, you're coming to a place that will embrace you. Yeah.
Your shenanigans are welcome here.
Oh, great. And also the music that comes out of here. I mean, most of my adult life has been, Australian
really?
Music
no
has
way.
Been a big part. Oh, of course.
Good for you.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Do you have a favorite or is there someone you...
Well, let's see. I'd say going back to the birthday party,
Hoodoo
Gurus.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
That's a playlist, basically.
Yeah,
this
that's
network.
Right. You can back announce a couple of songs for us.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That'd be great.
And then currently Courtney Barnett. And,
she's
how
amazing.
How good is she? So you're here in Australia. You wouldn't know much about us. I'll give you fast track. If you're up north, it's safe to swim in all the rivers.
Okay, so he's bullshitting there because it's not.
It's too late. I'm going to swim now.
No. There's crocs.
And you should do some backpacking. No, we love backpacking.
Again, there have been a lot of people murdered by mysterious backpacker murderers.
Apart from that, you'd be right.
I mean, what about walking through the outback? Is that advisable?
Not alone.
Not alone.
You know what? Unfortunately,
put some shoes on.
Shoes, come on.
As they say, don't swim in the water at this time of year. Trust them.
Wow.
Yes. Apart from that, we've got a lot to offer.
It's all there. You know what? Famous people in Australia are famous for punching sharks in the face.
Yes.
So if you get this is a bit of thing, if you want to be an honorary Australian and you get attacked by a shark, you turn around and you punch it on the nose.
It's one way to stop it.
Way of stopping it. And it's very embarrassing for the shark.
He
has to go back and go, I've had a bad day. I've had a bad day at the office.
I got punched in the
Fred,
nose.
Fred, where did you grow up and what kind of animal life did you have when you grew up?
Well, I grew up in a suburb of New York City.
Oh, all right. So you're a true New Yorker.
Yes. And in New York, we have these animals in the streets called rats.
You can ride them, I think.
Yeah, they're in restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see videos sometimes of them sort of like scurrying around after they close.
Yeah, that's right. We saw it.
But you really did grow up in New York. You're a New Yorker.
Suburb, a Long Island. So
in Long Island, okay.
So fewer rats.
Let's talk about your show quickly. It's musical and it's comedy. Yes. I love that combo. Mm. Yeah. People who are coming along to see your show can expect what exactly?
I talk about music. I talk about genres of music, what we go through when we listen to music, instruments. I talk about guitar. Have you ever seen a band where the guitar player does this, or I'll play certain chords? It's specific, but still universal.
Is it as you? Is it as Fred Armisen?
It's me.
Observational, because and you're a trained musician.
Trained more like self-taught.
By ear.
Yeah.
Well, I say that's more trained.
What can you play?
I'm a guitar player and drummer.
Oh. So Dave Grohl never learned how to read music, so he played all by ear. So, you know, you're in good company.
Okay, good.
what's your feeling on the cowbell?
That's something Mick is very proficient in.
Well, keep it handy, just in case.
It depends what key it's in.
It's a very important part of salsa music.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Salsa.
Salsa music, it's like that's the one thing that goes through steadily all the way through. It's so serious that if you go see a salsa band, a Cuban or a Puerto Rican salsa band, there's a guy who is just on the cowbell, who's in a nice suit, and very serious. Yeah. They're very sort of gunk, 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 and it's not a joke to him or her, and it's a serious instrument there.
What about the tuba?
It's quite
celebratory.
Oh, Jaws, was that
very
was that Jaws? Was that a tuba?
Hey, when we come back.
Oh, here we go. That's a cello.
That's strings.
It's a cello. And what you do, but last minute,
it's tripled.
Fred, you punched a shark in the face. Jaws would have been a much better movie.
There's
the horn.
A horn. Horns in the air.
What is going on?
This whole orchestra
focused on... There's timpani.
What about tapping a shark on the fin? Does that work?
Yeah, no. You lose your hand doing that.
What about putting it in a headlock and rubbing your knuckles across the
maybe
top
that?
Of
that?
And we love the fact, Fred, we're talking with you, and I'm really fascinated and love the fact that you love Australian music, and you've mentioned that.
You're doing a musical show. What's your favorite? What's your favorite style of music? If you had to choose one,
punk rock.
Punk rock.
Oh man,
I'm a punk all the way. It still moves me. I feel like I am a punk. I'll always be a punk.
You keep it
well disguised. I have to say, you're the most conservative punk I've ever seen.
Well,
sorry for judging you, by
you just judged me.
Okay, can I just say too that there's a fact about you, and I actually went to Stella Adler Acting School in New York for a little bit.
Nice.
Years ago. And I went around the corner to watch the Blue Man Group. And I'm wondering, you were a drummer in Blue Man Group.
Yes, in the Chicago show.
I just thought, my God, what if I saw you? Because I used to go and hang around there because I thought they were kind of cute, the guys in the Blue Man Group. And
the band is more hidden and not necessarily as cute.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Can we talk about your heritage and your comedic background, which is so interesting to so many people.
Can I start with Saturday Night Live, which is of particular interest to us because we did a national Saturday Night show here in Australia, which went okay.
A few other people,
it was called The Late Show. And we used to love and admire Saturday Night Live. I've read all the books, and I just anyone who's ever been that close to the engine of it, I always like to get their experience and tell me what it was like being part of that show.
The whole thing was like a surreal, happy dream.
Yeah.
Such a blast. I also grew up loving Saturday Night Live, still watch it, and I'm also obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with all the lore around it, and I'm obsessed with just the different cast members, the different groups of cast.
I like
how it changed and reinvented itself, and also the surprise stars, the sort of like...
Okay, that's interesting. Now, can you give an example of a surprise star?
I think Will Ferrell was one of those, where at first they thought, I think... You know, they
more
were just
cowbell.
Like, that he was just
more dancing.
Yeah,
I remember watching him going, "Yeah, he's okay." Then Wooshka,
and then he's the guy.
That guy.
So I'm a big Bill Hader fan.
Oh yeah, he's a genius.
And so I like his pitch, which again is low key. It's not big.
Yeah,
and that's why I think it's really smart in the casting of Saturday Night Live because you need diversity in that way as well.
Yes, and it's something that just happens also a little bit by accident.
Okay,
the right mix of people, the right sort. All of a sudden, you have this cast that's like, this is perfect.
Keep it like that.
There's always something. Would you mind, there'll be some people out here who may not be familiar with your work on that show, if we play a bit from The Californians, which is just extraordinary, and your character, Stu, which is, to me, there aren't many things that make me laugh out loud every time, but this is one of them. Stuart.
Devin? What are you doing here?
There's nothing going on, Stuart.
Shit-ga-hoo. Get back on San Vicente, take it to the 10, then switch over to the 405 North and let it dump you out into Mulholland where you belong.
Sure. At this time of day, it's gonna be jammed. Are you crazy?
Get on the 10 and get out of here.
And that was with Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig, by the way.
They're both open class. Yeah. And everyone trying not to laugh, by the way.
Yeah, that goes down.
What is lovely, too, sorry, Mick, I was going to say, I love the fact that you're a bit obsessed, and again, because you're an observational comedian, with accents, but not necessarily foreign accents, the American accent, how it's changed over the years, but how you tap in then to the California accent from the 20s, 30s, how the accent has changed.
Yeah, that's happened in America. All I can go by is like by footage of TV and film. Early sort of 1900s, there was almost the farmer and the manufacturer. There was a sort of almost Dutch sound to it.
I can hear that.
Yeah.
And
then it would move. That's just say in the 60s, how did they sound?
Well, the 60s, a lot of people were really surprised. People were in shock. They were in shock. So I was watching videos and they would interview people who always looked like they were in shock.
And what about the 90s?
The 90s had a sarcastic, ironic quality to it.
Unimpressed.
So, sure, big deal.
Oh, my God. It's
fantastic.
So
I want to ask you about, you did a fantastic Obama on Saturday Night Live 2, which is, it's not a grotesque parody. It's actually very, very close to the original. When someone like that leaves office, do you have to park it?
And it's part of the job, and it goes also for everyone. I would do people who then later died, and then or were no longer on TV. There's a sort of like it just happens, and it's kind of okay because the show it's like a newspaper. It just stuff comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
Yeah. You know, I did Steve Jobs, and there's no reason to do Steve Jobs anymore.
That's right.
It's just like that's that. I mean, aside from him being dead, it's also just sort of what can you say?
Just before we go, let's get back to your show. So people come along, they sit in the theater,
it's
a one-man show, music, it's a romp.
Yes. First of all, let me just say, I love being in Australia.
Good for you.
Just that part of it alone is like, for me to look out into the audience and see that there are Australians there is just like, I'm so excited. I love talking about music.
Yeah.
A lot of it is also sort of open-ended questions. I'm like, what are we going to do about certain kinds of music?
Yeah, right.
And then I'll have some guests. I'll have some people come on and do a couple bits. I'll play some music, some fake bands that I've done on some of these shows.
Brilliant.
Right.
So I'll do some of those songs. It is my goal for it to be entertaining.
We're very lucky to have you here.
If you need some cowbell.
Oh, my God. Special
I'm
guest,
just here.
Cowbell.
All right.
I'll come along. I'll bring
it's
it.
It's right there.
Yeah. So the Athenaeum Theatre tomorrow in Melbourne.
It's a beautiful
theatre. Then Perth, the Astor Theatre on Saturday.
Good theater.
We're Brisbane at the Tivoli on Monday. And then Tuesday at the Enmore in Sydney
as well.
Oh,
you've got it covered, man.
Fred Armisen.com.
Thanks, Fred.
What an absolute thrill. This is Kennedy Malloy.